This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Everything is real.
Radio.
Everything is real.
Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
The Everything is Real radio program broadcasts here on WGXC 90.7 FM every second Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences. Presenting The Witching Hour, a series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and terrifying. Featuring in April, Ghost Watch, Noroi the Curse, Lake Mungo, and Be My Cat, a film for Anne. Every Wednesday night, information at upstatefilms.org.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to another edition of Vocal Systems with me, Dave Evans, broadcasting you to you from South Liverpool in England. It's lovely to be back to share some music with you this morning or this afternoon. And it's going to be a slight departure this month. It's half term here in the UK, so there are children around, and it's made me kind of think about what it means to kind of be an artist with kids and have children running around while you're making your work, and what part they play in all that. I've been doing broadcasts from home for a few years now, and I've always been very, very careful to kind of leave my kids out of it. And funnily enough, they're not that interested in being part of it either, so it's not that difficult. But if I've been doing broadcasts, I've kind of made sure to sort of respect their privacy and whatnot. But it has made me think about, like, what role children play in culture and how their voices are used. So to kind of celebrate kids' voices, I am going to, for the rest of the show, I'm going to play music that features children. Yeah, and we opened up there with the Langley School's music project from the mid-1970s, and that is off an album featuring Canadian elementary school students singing a variety of different songs, and that was obviously Space Oddity, and there's loads of really great covers on that album, and that was put together by a guy called Hans Fenger, who was a music teacher and a musician. So that's sort of the theme for the next 50 minutes or so. We're going to jump around and listen to kids singing, which hopefully will be nice. So next up, we're going to go back to the 1950s and Frankie Lehman and the Teenagers, and Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Fall in love.
So that was... Hold on. That was Frankie Lehman and the Teenagers. And that was from 1956, Why Do Fools Fall in Love. Beautiful, beautiful song. And next up, we've got a guy called Sugar Child Robinson. And this is a track from, I'll have to check when it's from actually. I think it's the 50s again. And this is a track called I'll Eat My Spinach. So here we go.
I'll eat my spinach if you let me stay up late. I'll eat my spinach if you let me stay up late. Oh, I'll be so good, I'm gonna clean my plate. I'll do the things that you want me to do.
So that was Sugar Child Robinson with I'll Eat My Spinach. We're going to jump forward a few years to 1970-ish with a song called Non... Hold on. This is a track by a French choir of boys called Les Poppies.
C'est l'histoire d'une trêve que j'avais demandé, c'est l'histoire d'un soleil que j'avais espéré, c'est l'histoire d'un amour que je croyais vivant, c'est l'histoire d'un beau jour que moi, petit enfant, je voulais très heureux pour toute la planète. Je voulais, j'espérais que la paix règne en maître en ce soir de Noël. Mais tout a continué,
Non, non, rien n'a changé, tout a continué.
Et pourtant, bien des gens se sont mis à genoux pour prier.
Oui, pour prier.
Pour prier.
Oui, pour prier.
Mais j'ai vu tous les jours à la télévision, même le soir de Noël, des fusils, des canons. J'ai pleuré.
Oui, j'ai pleuré.
J'ai pleuré. de soldat, moi je pense à l'enfant qui demande pourquoi tout le temps. Que j'avais demandé si l'histoire d'un soleil, que j'avais espéré si l'histoire d'un amour, que je croyais vivant si l'histoire d'un beau jour, que moi petit enfant je voulais très heureux, pour toute la planète je voulais, j'espérais, que la paix règne en être ce soir demain, mais tout a continué, mais tout a continué, mais tout a continué.
Good, powerful stuff by Les Poppies. And I said it was from 1970, but it's from 1971. And that was Non, Non, Ne, ne Change. And yeah, amazing. And that was a hit, apparently, back in 1971. So we're going to move on to a track that is released not by a group of children, but by an adult. A guy called Ray Stevens, but it's got kids singing in it, and it's a track called Everything Is Beautiful. So this is Ray Stevens.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way, under God's head. There is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds, we must let our thoughts be free. For every eye that passes by, you know the world gets a little bit older. It's time to realize that beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. And everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. Ah, sing it, children. The length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. And we're gonna get it all together now. Everything gonna work out fine. Just take a little time to look on the good side, my
Was Ray Stevens with Everything Is Beautiful, and the quota of children singing on that song wasn't high enough, so that's an anomaly. But yeah, we're going to move on now to, we can't have a show about children singing and not include anything from Sesame Street, so I'm going to play a song now called Sing from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
not strictly speaking children on vocals there, but a beautiful song nonetheless. And I don't know about you, but we're having a lovely time listening to all these child-centred songs. Next up, we've got a group of singers from Manchester here in the UK, and a song from 1979, Christmas 1979, called The Sparrow. The Ramblers from 1979, and they are from Abbey Hay Junior School in Manchester, and apparently that became a top 20 hit. And while we're in the 1970s, it would be we can't really ignore Little Jimmy Osmond, and especially his track Long Haired Lover from Liverpool. Seems as that's where I'm broadcasting from now. So I'm going to play Jimmy Osmond and Long Haired Lover from Liverpool. And yeah, I think he was very young when he first sang this, although I'm not sure whether this version is the version from when he was in his very early teens.
Sunshine, daisy from LA.
So that was Little Jimmy Osmond, and that's from 1972, so figuring it out, he will have been 9 when he sang that, so he was even younger than in his early teens. So we're going to stay for one more tune from, well, this is from 1980, and this is the St. Winifred School Choir, and this is Matchstick Men and Matchstick Cats and Dogs. So that was St. Winifred's School Choir, another group of kids from near Manchester, from Stockport, and yeah, a great version there of Matchstick Men and Matchstick Cats and Dogs. We're going to leap away from Manchester now and over to Italy to a track from 1983 by a group of kids called Babies Gang, and a song called Happy Song. Yeah, so this is Babies Gang from 1983.
Thank you.
Wow. That was really cool. That was Happy Song. The maxi version by Baby's Gang. From 1982, I think. Did I say? We're staying in the 1980s now with another track by a group of kids this time, part of the choir at the First Baptist Church in Crown Heights, New York, recorded a track called Stand on the Word, which was then remixed and became very popular. So this is the Joubert Singers and Stand on the Word from 1982.
Thank you.
another amazing tune. Yeah, Stand on the Word by the Joubert Singers. And that one was from, I think, either 1982 or 1983, and that was the studio mix. We're going to stay in the US, but change the style of music completely. I'm going to play a track by a bunch of high school students in a band called Squirrel Bait, and that was formed in 1983 in Louisville, Kentucky, and they released a few EPs and albums before all going on to do other amazing things. And this is a track from the EP, Squirrel Bait EP, from 1985. So they were all aged between 15 and 19, apparently, when this was recorded and released. So this is called Sun God by Squirrel Bait. That was a Squirrel Bait from 1985, and we're getting towards the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the last hour of listening to the kids singing away. My kids have been really well behaved, thankfully. They're just kind of kicking around and keeping themselves busy, which is a relief. I'm going to go and join in with them now, and maybe we'll go for a bike ride. I'd like to say that they've been dancing around listening to the music with me, but they've just been off doing their own thing. So so I think we're gonna finish with a couple of tracks. I think we can't really talk about kids singing and not play any Criss Cross, so I'm gonna play Jump. And then We'll see how much time we've got left, and I might squeeze in another. But this is Jump from Criss Cross. Jump, jump. So that was Criss Cross and Jump. And since we've got like a couple of minutes left, I kind of enjoyed that Squirrel Bait track, and I thought it would be a nice chance to put on some punk made by young people. And obviously, I think Minor Threat are the classics that go early, even earlier than Minor Threat, to the Teen Idols. And a track from the 1980 album Minor Disturbance, and we'll play Sneakers, I think. So to play us out, we've got the Teen Idols with Sneakers. Thanks for listening. It's been great to be here with you all again on WGXE Acre, and there'll be more vocal systems next month. In the meantime, have a good time.